This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. We'll have Tracy Beans on the program this hour. Tracy's going to break down what she knows about the Ukraine connection to the Biden family and what might be happening over there right now. It's all very interesting to watch unfold. There's no doubt Russia is attacking and invading Ukraine, but what's behind it? And what aren't we seeing? Gary, I wonder, and again, you may not want to say this, but as a journalist, if you've seen the pictures and the videos, I wonder if you had a thought about it. As I'm watching some of this coverage, like today, I'm watching today, I think it was Fox, and there's a woman, I don't know, about our age, I would guess. And I know you're younger than I am, whatever.
I am.
But
yes.
But somewhere in there, in the mother range, the aunt range, and maybe early on into a grandmother range, who's got like a white bandage around her head and a really bloodied face.
Yes, I've seen that. Yeah.
And, I mean, they've got running water. The bandage was white and not really bloodied, if I remember right. And she just didn't wash her face. She's like on camera several times in several different places, and she's just showing us how horrible it all is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had injuries in my life. I've had blood from the injuries, and I always remember one of the first things I want to do is get that blood off of me and clean things up and make it more sanitary. Now, am I suggesting that she's an actress? No. Am I suggesting that this is somehow war theater? Not really, but how would we, Carol, let me ask you this. How would we know that what we're seeing is real?
Well, we don't. We don't.
We know Russia's there.
You know, and she may be in shock.
But she's finding every camera she can and talking to him.
Okay, well, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah, we don't know. We don't know if it's real or not, I guess.
And then there's a young woman that has been on Hannity several times on television who has got like 3 or 4 kids. And she keeps coming on from the closet or the kitchen or wherever she is. She's got perfect internet. And she's talking about how scared she is. We keep hearing bombs blowing up outside and whatever. And God bless her. You know, I don't want her to be in that situation, but I don't know where she is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nobody does. Now, we do know that Russia's rolling tanks in and they are killing people and they are attacking. We know that it is happening. I'm not suggesting that it's not. But we're not really getting the real story. And in this day and age, like there was a piece of video that was pretty famous from a few years ago that showed allegedly those who were killed by gas. And I think it was Syria. And in this video, they were dumb enough to release it as there are some people under these sheets who are like moving around and like scratching their noses. I'm like, well, we know that you're not dead and that you're not just a body. Under there, we can see that you're breathing and you're moving. We see your stomach and your chest going in and out. So, you know what I mean? How hard would it be to say, look at how horrible this is? You know, like that one image of that 5-year-old boy who is a Syrian refugee who is dead on the water on the coast.
Oh, yes.
That changed how many my hearts and minds around the globe.
Yeah.
That one picture. So, I mean, to me, very strange because I really don't know. I don't.
Isn't that sad, though, that that's where we are?
And that well, Carrie, what I want to do,
you know,
I would love to just believe it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would love to believe it. But I think that we're smart enough to know that with technology, I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to listen. All of the legislators showed up at the House the other night for the State of the Union wearing Ukraine flags. And waving Ukraine flags and wearing Ukraine stickers. I get it, man. I'm not for the attacking Russians. I don't understand why they're doing it. But who's to say it's not to go and take care of some labs that shouldn't have been there, or not to go and expunge all of what Biden did wrong there, or to find out what he did wrong and hold it against him? Who the hell knows? I mean, it sounds as though George Soros is on the Ukraine side, which is odd to me. So, I mean, we break some of that down with Tracy Beans, and I'm just speculating here. I'm not saying that it's fake. It's not. I'm not saying people aren't dying. They are. I'm not saying that Putin isn't a disgusting, evil guy. He is. But how do we know that the pictures and the videos that we're seeing are really happening now? You know what I mean? I mean, is that, are we allowed to question that, or am I now a nut job?
No, I think you are. I mean, is that
a nut job or allowed to question?
Well, a little bit of both, probably.
Come on.
Is that not this for me? That's not where my mind goes first. Maybe later on, and then would, you know, think about it, but. I don't think it's crazy. I mean, it's a good question. How do we know? How can we know? How do we know what we're seeing is really the truth?
Well, think about this. I've asked this question over and over since this started. And the question is a simple one. And I keep getting conspiracy theories and weird emails when I ask this question. But my question is a simple one. Why exactly is he doing this, and why is he doing it now?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer I keep getting is he's trying to reunify the Soviet Union. All right, well, in 2022 world, you can just do that and nobody stops you. Nobody stands up against you. Nobody says, well, we're going to blow you off the map if you do that. We just let him do it. I don't understand. And why now? Now, I know that he held off because the Chinese government asked him to, but why now? And I think that these are, listen, I know these are valid questions because as a an interested human being, I want to know exactly why this is going on and why it is that no world power did anything to stop him. Why the answer from the Biden administration, I'll have Jen Psaki on in a second, not her live. I'll have the audio from her explaining why we're not cutting off Russian oil, which is the dumbest answer I've heard. I think that it is a fair question. I think it's a fair question. Are we seeing what's really happening there? I know for the satellite imagery, all the tanks that are really rolling down the streets, I know that we see the buildings that are being blown up. I see that. I get that. They're doing it. What I said stands. Putin bad. Russia bad. Don't invade. What are you doing? What's the matter with you? But are the people that are being sold to us as those directly harmed by it real, or are they adding to the story and the narrative that they want us to know? I think it's valid. I think we're allowed to ask that. And unfortunately, you can't go there, Carrie, and find out what the real story is. Neither can I.
Yeah.
So we just have to take what they give us, right?
Yes. Yeah.
On a Thursday. You think I was going to sing? Come on, really? Come on, man.
Dang it.
888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com if you want to opine on what I just said.
Seems I got to have change of scene.
That's right. That is Carrie Lockie, by the way.
Every night I have.
What's up, CB?
Imprisoned by
that's haircut.
It could have been.
Paul Oak in the dump. Sam in the house.
So it seems.
Got her dad's face on today.
I got to leave before I
not that you can stop that.
To scream.
What are you going to do about it? She looks like her dad. Leave her alone. Let's go.
Took the key. You're feeling all right.
Come on, man.
I'm not feeling too good myself. No.
Who's got some harmony? Not Carrie. No
yes,
fun.
I'm feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
I have considered a couple of parodies the past couple of days. I'm just not sure. I don't want to make too light of things that are going on. Although, I think there was plenty to make fun of in that State of the Union address the other night. So, I mean, I'm still working on it. Again, if you've got a parody idea, don't tell me in the chat. Don't send me a message on a DM somewhere. On. By the way, those of you who keep DMing me on Instagram, I don't read DMs from people that I don't follow. So stop. I see there are like 25 or 30 DMs or something. That's not the way to do it. Just email me. Just go to the website, joepags.com, joepags.com. Scroll down to the bottom. Click on contact. That'll come right to me. Definitely will listen to your parody ideas. Definitely, if you don't want to be in the radio, I'll take your thoughts on what I just said and what Carrie and I just talked about when it comes to what's happening over in Ukraine. And that's always the best bet, because even if you told me a great idea in the chat, at my age, as Carrie would say,
He's an old boobble. He won't remember.
Well, I can't remember all these ideas in there. And as much as I love you like a brother and a sister, just send me an email. It's not that hard. You guys all have email. And by the way, when you send me an email, make sure you type your email address in right. So some guy sends me some email yesterday. It was like 8 pages long. And I said, dude, I just wrote back and I said, do me a favor, send me a couple of sentences and I'd be happy to talk to you about it. And I sent it and it bounced back. And instead of .com, it was like .som or something. Dude, write your email address right.
Yeah.
If you don't, I can't go tracking down your email. I'm trying to, you know, do it with you. And some other guy wrote me, I noticed you haven't told me where I was wrong. I'm like, call the show. Mm-hmm. I do the debating on the show. Now, 10 years ago, and Lockie used to scream at me over this.
Yes. You spent way too much time.
I would 4 o'clock in the morning arguing with people.
Fighting with people, yeah.
Yes. Mm-mm. So I have taken the advice, and I do not do that. I don't.
Good. Good. You shouldn't.
I will not debate you on email. It's stupid. Stupid! I will not debate you on Facebook. I barely look at my Facebook page anymore. I've got my digital team that updates the Facebook page that's being squelched anyway. I do a little bit of back and forth on Twitter, not a whole lot, but if you don't follow me on Twitter, I don't see you. And I don't read any of the comments over any other stuff. To me, it would be 24/7. I'd never get any sleep. Mm. So send me an email, short and sweet, to the point. Got a parody idea, don't write it. Don't say, had a guy sing a whole parody the other day.
No.
Because he performed the whole thing. Okay. I'm like, put that out on your social. I mean, it's... Because I think they think I'm going to play it.
He won't, people. He will not play your parody if you do one. Nope.
And not because I'm mean or something. Then everybody's going to want me to play their songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll be inundated. Yeah, don't do that.
And this one, God bless him. Ooh, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just God bless the guy.
Mm, yeah, I'm sure.
I actually, about 5 years ago, I shared one with the crew. Remember how that, come on.
I
thought he was kidding.
I do remember that.
I thought he was kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't kidding. So don't do that to yourself. Because I'm going to be brutally honest with you. If you really want an answer, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. You've seen the coverage. You've heard our coverage here. What do you think is really going on in Ukraine? Are we seeing the real story? Now, when it comes to shutting off oil from Russia, which sounds like the first easiest thing we can do to harm that dictator, Putin, and stop him from advancing, you just shut off the money to them for all the oil. When Jen Psaki was asked about that, she gave the dumbest answer. And look, she gives dumb answers all the time. But this one may, in fact, have taken the cake. We'll have that for you when we come back as well. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you, the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Tracy Beans at the bottom. So Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary. The one thing that could hurt Vladimir Putin more than just about anything else would be to shut off the money from the United States for the, now I'm hearing 500,000 barrels a day. I heard it was 700,000, then it was 680,000, 650, now it's somebody saying 500, maybe. The administration saying 500 to make it seem like it's less. Either way, the way you harm them, the way you hurt them, is you stop paying them for all this gas and oil and stop taking the oil and get the oil from our friends in Canada. Get the oil from our own reserves here. Get the oil from Anwar. Get the oil from shale and frack some more. So Psaki was asked about that today. Why aren't we shutting off the Russian oil?
Well, our objective and the president's objective has been to maximize impact on President Putin and Russia while minimizing impact to us and our allies and partners. And I know you've heard me say this a few times before, but we don't have a strategic interest in reducing the global supply of energy. And that would raise prices at the gas pump for the American people around the world because it would reduce the supply available. And it's as simple as less supply raises prices. And that is certainly a big factor for the president in this at this moment.
Let me just stop her there for a second, because she said that almost like Kamala Harris talked about Ukraine and Russia the other day. Simple as lower supply, raise the price. Raise the supply, lower the price. Now, of course, she's pretending like it's a zero-sum game. There's only a certain amount available. That's a lie. Take off the restrictions. Take off the regulations. All these things that you added. Finish Keystone XL tomorrow and start getting over 800,000 barrels a day from Canada. Start getting your own natural resources going again and make it happen today, tomorrow. Make it happen now. Get it done. So her lie is there's a limited supply, a sum of available barrels per day, that if we shut off the barrels from Russia, it's going to harm people at the gas pump, so let Russia keep killing the Ukrainians. That's basically what she's saying.
Could also, it also has the potential to pad the pockets of President Putin, which is exactly what we are not trying to do. So, as the president has said...
I'm sorry, how would that pad the... Carrie, how would it pad the pockets of Putin if we shut off what we're getting from him?
I don't know the answer to that.
How does he benefit?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I like to get
don't
it.
Either, but...
Because if we're telling him you're going to get less money from us, how does that pad his pockets? I think she thinks we're stupid.
Instead, we carved out payments for energy, trade, and transport from our financial sector's sanctions with that in mind. I would also note...
Right, they carved out energy from the sanctions, so we're not really hurting them.
That we are also we have been taking steps to degrade Russia's status as a leading energy supplier over time. That includes, of course, shutting down Nord Stream 2 or preventing Nord Stream 2 from operating. That's why we're surging LNG to Europe to help accelerate its diversification from Russian gas. And I think you've also seen European leaders talk about the need.
This is doublespeak and she's lying. That was already done. Trump shut down Nord Stream 2. Trump made the EU buy LNG, liquefied natural gas, from us. Trump made that deal, and Biden came into office and reversed it all. Now they're pretending it's their idea.
Need to reduce their reliance and to diversify. And we are continuing to look at other options we could take right now to cut U.S. consumption of Russian energy. I mean, for us, if you look at publicly available data, it's only about 10% of our imports. But again, reducing the supply out there would have an impact on prices and on prices at the gas pump.
So it's about not having higher prices at the gas pump. That's more important than people dying in Ukraine. That's more important than cutting off the supply of money to Vladimir Putin so he could prosecute a war against his neighbor for reasons that are unknown. She wants us to believe that. Now, she thinks, because she's in the elite, she thinks that Americans are so stupid that they actually believe that we have to keep that Russian oil coming in, or else we're going to be angry if we pay a little bit more at the gas pump. How about taking off some of the taxes off the gasoline gallon? How about lowering the regulations? Because when I hear about you releasing the strategic oil supply, I've got a problem with that because it's supposed to be there for strategy, not to make you look better when inflation is hitting us. It doesn't make any sense because we can reopen all the capacity that we had open during Trump. Just reopen it. We were a net exporter. We were energy independent. We didn't need Russian oil. You can shut that off. Yet she thinks we're so stupid that if we go to the gas pump and we see a little bit of an increase in price, knowing that it's hurting Russia, we'd be mad somehow. Of course we wouldn't be mad. I'm okay with hurting and harming and financially, you know, getting Vladimir Putin where it counts. I'm for that. I'm not alone. A lot of you are for that as well. Her answer makes no sense unless you're disconnected and have no idea how Americans really think. I got to know if you can do it in 30 seconds, Rob. It's all I have. Let's go.
I just think we need to question everything we're seeing over there. I mean, who believes the people that brought us, you know, these mask mandates and vaccine mandates? Now, suddenly, conveniently, we're going to roll out of that and focus on this. Who knows what to really believe, but I definitely question all of it.
Rob, I'm with you. Wes, give me 10 seconds. Go.
I think for the United States as a whole not to be questioning what's going on overseas in Ukraine. I think it's totally unreasonable for anybody to believe that what we're seeing on TV is the truth. And I think everybody needs to open up their eyes.
I got you. I hear you, and I appreciate that. Tracy Beans, when we come back, do not touch that dial. Lots more about Ukraine and Russia, and a lot more about a lot more, including these COVID vaccines and mandates and all this stuff starting to go away. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really appreciate you taking the time. Always love having Tracy Beans back. She's an amazing journalist, UncoverDC.com, and a great friend of mine. Tracy, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you?
You look well. You look very good. I know last time you were sort of getting over the COVID, right?
Yeah, I sure was.
And you actually gave me a compliment during the interview, and we found out later that you were just foggy head. It wasn't really a compliment. It was just taking up time to get yourself back on track. So you're looking good. You're sounding good. Your mind is clear, and there's a lot to talk about. Tracy Beans, we're not talking about the truckers in Canada at all anymore. So I had Ezra Levant on the other day from Rebel News, and he updated us on, you know, Trudeau sort of had to back off because he was going to maybe be stopped by the Senate there. So he just said, let's forget about all these sanctions on banks and everything else. But the story didn't really go away. That mandate continues. Now there's a story in this country where a week ago, Reuters, reported that more than 24 trucks will take part. Now, 1,000 trucks is more than 24, and 25 trucks is more than 24. So we had somebody on who was one of the organizers, and we've been following the story as much as we can. Now it's 1,100 trucks or something. I know that you've got a reporter embedded. What can you tell us about the Freedom Convoy in this country that zero coverage is happening from the mainstream media?
So it's super interesting, Joe, because there are four separate convoys.
Wow.
The Freedom Convoy is one of them. My reporter is actually on the People's Convoy, which started out in California last week and has been making its way across the country. Wendy Mahoney is embedded with like all different truckers on this thing. Right now, it is estimated to be almost 60 miles long. So they are literally coming through small towns, and mayors are coming out and closing off the streets and having rallies for these guys.
Oh, wow, that's great.
It's amazing. Some of the overpasses, most of the overpasses, have tons and tons of people on them, banners. The other day, a helicopter actually shadowed and followed the convoy for about 8 or 9 miles, holding this giant American flag. So it's happening. Whether or not the legacy media is talking about it doesn't really matter when there are tens of thousands of people involved with this thing. And so they're headed to Maryland. They're almost there. They'll be there within the next couple of days, all the way from California. We had a column go up today, which was kind of like a review of the past 8 days that she's been there. It's been something.
Well, we want to have her on. You told me about her a few days ago, and I want to definitely have her on. Generally speaking, if I had a gun to my head, I would say one convoy with all of these people would be the best. Tell me why four makes sense. Why are they doing it separately?
I don't know. I think just all of them organized separately at the same time, and they'll all join up somewhere. I think there are two of them merging in Indiana or one of those states like in that area right now, and then they'll kind of move through, and everyone's going to the East Coast. One came up from the South, another one started in California just today, I believe. So I think it's going to be just a convergence of trucks and cars and patriots who want their freedom in this country.
And the goal is to say no more mandates, and oh, by the way, realize that we're sort of the backbone of the economy, I would guess, right?
Yeah, and you know what would happen if there was a work stoppage? You know, forget driving across the country. What would happen if we all just decided not to go to work anymore?
Well, I think that'd be a problem. That'd be a problem because the last time, and there wasn't a work stoppage, people went nuts and bought all the toilet paper. So, I mean, yeah, we want the trucks to keep on bringing the goods, and I always on my show have shown them, you know, big fat thanks and kudos and high fives, and they listen to talk radio, they listen to you, they read your columns, they know you from what we do. I love what they're doing. And it means something. What's interesting, though, and here's the interesting angle. Do you think there's a connection between Biden one day wearing a mask and nobody's within two football fields of him, and the next day he's rubbing noses with old people in the House chamber. Suddenly the mandates are going away. Suddenly the science changed, the political science. We've beaten COVID now. Is that related, do you think, to tell the truckers, what are you doing? We've got rid of the masks. We got rid of the mandates. New York City's going to get rid of the vax cards.
I saw that little TikTok of yours. Everybody follow Joe on TikTok. It's really good. But yeah, no, it could be. You know, we'll never know for sure. I think really they notice that their numbers are absolutely abysmal and they have to change tune right now or else they have no chance whatsoever of winning anything come November. Because all the Democrats are voting Republican. That's why Joe Biden at the State of the Union yesterday, day before, sounded like a conservative standing up there. Did you see the Democrats come out with a USA chant, Joe?
Oh, yes. I thought it was the most ridiculous thing. I actually got a text that night from a journalist friend of mine who works at a big network, and he said, did I just watch a MAGA rally? Did Joe Biden just say, make America great again? That's exactly what he tried to do. But, I mean, we're not stupid. Again, the day before, 1,000 feet around the guy in circumference, nobody, and he's wearing a mask, nobody's anywhere near him, inside the chamber where you've got a bunch of people 80 years old and older, even sitting behind him, and Nancy Pelosi, who stood up and did the lumbada at one point. I'm not sure what she was doing.
What was that?
I have no idea. She was doing a dance move. Nobody was afraid. Nobody was going to get sick. Suddenly everything changed. And you're right. Suddenly he's funding the police. Made in America, let's secure the southern border. What the hell was he talking about? So Tracy, are people going to buy it? Are people dumb enough to say, yeah, I'm for that now?
I really hope not. I heard a very interesting clip this morning, Joe, because we can't, too many people died. Too many people died in the hospital.
Yes.
Too many people were stopped from receiving life-saving treatment. Too many people were forced to get a vaccine that has now been proven to change your DNA. Too many people have been wrapped up in this and their lives forever changed for everyone to just be like, oh, look, they sound great now. See, it's all over. Like, we can't let this happen. We can't let this be memory hold where in just January, Joe Biden was saying to us that there's absolutely no reason to not get vaccinated. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated and basically threatening and demonizing half the country. And now he's saying, don't look at your neighbor as the enemy. This is a virus. Let's stop being divisive. We're all friends.
All right, Tracy Beans, uncoverdc.com, uncoverdc.com. You're at Tracy Beans on TikTok, on Truth, on all these places. It's always TracyBeanz, right?
Yes.
I don't think I follow you on TikTok, but I only follow one person on TikTok. It's my daughter, Gabby.
I know, and I spent the whole afternoon scrolling through her fun TikTok account.
She's fun. She is. She's great. Very entertaining. But I'll make you the second one that I follow, if that's okay. Sure. So follow Tracy Beans there. Now, listen, Tracy, you're off of Twitter because you tell the truth. And that's really what it is. You decided to not get in lockstep, and you were telling the truth about issues that are very important to people. There are a lot of people like you who were kicked off of social media because, I mean, I was suspended for a while because I said hydroxychloroquine works. I've been demonetized and suspended from YouTube many times. I've got all sorts of flags on my account on Facebook. Tracy, it turns out we were right. The entire time we were right. Hydroxychloroquine does work. Ivermectin does work. The monoclonal antibodies do work. The jab really is killing people in some instances, in some cases. You've got, you know, morticians now saying, I can't believe how coagulated the blood is in these people's veins as they're dying. So we were right the entire time. Is there something that can be done to force social media to either apologize to us, restore our accounts, or it's my website, I'll do whatever I want?
We can shut them down by stopping the participation over there. Like, anybody who's on Twitter right now should really consider stopping the use of that platform. I know that everybody's like, oh, it's a big echo chamber then. We're past that, in my opinion. We really are. That company's stock is tanking, and the only way for us to make it, you know, government's not going to do it. Republicans don't do it when they're in power. Democrats certainly don't do it when they're in power, unless you're, you know, they're trying to push a narrative of some kind.
Right.
The only way to do it is not for government to step in at this point. I think it's just for people to stop participating and to go to places that allow you to speak the truth and share good information. I remember when they banned you for the hydroxychloroquine thing, and you stood so strong on that the entire time, and I was proud of you for it.
Well, it was like 3 months, and then I finally gave in because I said, let me get back on there And I deleted the tweet, which allowed me to get back on. And then I made fun of them on their own website for a while. And I guess maybe I'm rationalizing it, because I'm not saying that you're wrong about this. My staying on there is my ability to make fun of them every day. Like, I'll tag the freaking Paraga guy who's running it now. I'll tag everybody who's in Twitter. I'll tag Twitter verified just to bother them and just to get the trolls to come out and come after me. And it's not really about allowing it to be an echo chamber if I leave. It's about fighting the good fight. And I think that if you aren't permanently suspended, you probably would go on and fight with me. The fact is, they shouldn't have done what they did to you. You're a real journalist, and it's not okay. I mean, there are a few real journalists on there. Cheryl Atkinson, Laura Logan, who's going to leave soon because she's focusing on Getter and on Truth. But, I mean, there aren't that many. John Solomon, maybe Sarah Carter. So,
no, he just got banned today, John Solomon.
Did he really?
Yeah.
From Twitter?
Yeah, and that's
he literally is just telling the truth. This guy, he just like you. You guys have all the resources. You have all the attribution. You're not making crap up. Why don't they leave you alone?
No, and the worst part of it is, too, Joe, it's not that they don't leave you alone. Like, they wanted us off there. They wanted us gone. We're spreading dangerous misinformation. Go be banished. We go other places and we plant ourselves. People follow because they're looking for this information. And they follow us there. And still harass us on the places
right.
where they've forced us to.
Right.
See? So truth grabs people. People come to it. It's not a case of them being able to get rid of it. I argue all the time they shot themselves in the foot by getting rid of all of us because they can't control anything anymore.
Right.
But I will say this. If you're going to stay on Twitter, that's fine. But I don't want to see a pity party for you when you get banned. I don't want people say, oh, I got banned from Twitter, but I'm done. Obviously, you're going to get banned.
Right. No. Without a doubt. And again, I mean, I was demonetizing YouTube, so now I'm making some money over on Rumble. I mean, Twitch doesn't spread my word very, very well, so I'm going to probably live stream on Rumble soon. I mean, there are alternatives that are working, and people are flocking there. Unfortunately, yep. when you had one that really worked in Parler, they colluded and got rid of Parler. You know, the Amazon servers and Apple and Google, everybody colluded and Parler was ruined. I've got 345,000 followers on there. Nobody ever sees anything I post. Now, on Truth, I'm hoping that something will happen, but this rollout is really slow. Somebody sent me a note today. Hey, look, I'm number 1,500,000 on the waiting list. I mean, that's amazing. Let's pick it up a little bit and give us a web UI. Getter is working. And what's interesting is TikTok, where you and I both are, we went in with open eyes and open minds. We know that the Chinese government wants to collect data on us. But the data they get is the data we give them. The data they get is, I'm Joe Pagliarulo, I'm Joe Pags, I do a radio show, here's my email address, and here's my phone number. I go in knowing that they want that information and that they're harvesting it. But you know what they're not doing to the same level as Twitter and Facebook? Censoring me. And Facebook, how much pleasure did you get by Mark Zuckerberg a week and a half ago complaining that TikTok is costing him billions of dollars?
Oh, I
found
it.
That to be hilarious.
Great. Fantastic. I hope more things cost him billions of dollars. I mean, they're looking to literally make our kids run around in some virtual reality world that doesn't exist. I mean, it's so transhumanist, like futuristic
right.
crap.
Yeah, no, it is.
Well, like a word.
No, yeah. I agree with you. But you know what? They really are starting to crumble because they don't get it. They don't understand how woke they are and how much they push people away. And if you've got a brain like President Trump and you open up another social media, everybody's going to want to go there. If TikTok isn't censoring, even though they're collecting data, look, Twitter and Facebook collect data too, then people are going to go there. And I'm glad that it's hurting them because that's the only way you make them change is by hurting them in the pocketbook. They know that they own government. They know that they own the narrative and the website. But if you start taking away from their bank account, they start opening up. Tracy Beans, UncoverDC.com. I don't have too much time left, but I want to get into one angle of Ukraine that nobody's talking about. And you have done so much study on the big guy. Joe Biden, for some reason, was put in charge of Ukraine in the Obama administration. That's weird. Then his son, Hunter, gets a job for $1 million a year in an industry he knows nothing about. That's weird. Joe Biden says, I've never met the oligarchs there that he works for. Then we saw the picture of them playing golf together. That's a little bit weird. Joe Biden said, you want that $1 billion in loan guarantees? You better fire the prosecutor, an SOB. They fired the prosecutor. That's weird. Now suddenly, Russia is invading Ukraine, and they didn't do it under Trump. They waited for the big guy. Tracy, is there a connection here? Am I making a weird connection to my brain that doesn't exist, or is there one?
No, this is what I'll say about it, because it's been very difficult even for, you know, respected journalists to really get a handle on what's going on over there. I'll say this, anytime I see anybody agreeing with George Soros, there's a problem for me. Whether they're on the right or the left, it doesn't matter. George Soros has most of his non-NGOs headquartered in Ukraine. It is one of the most rich countries on the planet for resources, farming, oil, you know, all the metal ores, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
The amount of corruption that goes on in that, it's basically like the stomping ground for corruption for the kind of powers that be or the global elite.
Right.
And anytime you see George Soros aligning with Joe Biden, aligning with, you know, Lindsey Graham, who's aligning, something's just not right. Something's just not right. And you have no idea what's actually happening there, because all of the picture, all of the video coming from both sides, it's basically like the legacy media is now state-run media. So CNN, WAPO, all of them are working for the U.S. government.
Yes.
And Russia's got their media working for their government. And that's how this, quote, war is playing out. It's playing out in propaganda using news organizations right now. They're using photos from 5 years ago. They're using video that's not even real. That nothing we're seeing is actually really what's going on. So all I can do is look to the past and what I know about what happened in Ukraine. There is a war going on for the control of Ukraine's resources.
And very well said. And I've got to say this. I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but I am a realist. And there's a woman who keeps on showing up on television, no matter what the network is. She's got a bandage wrapped around her head that has no blood on it, yet her face is completely bloodied and there's no wound anywhere. And she keeps looking around with this bloodied face. Now, I live in a house with a wife and five daughters. And I know that women won't walk around with blood on their face, dried blood all day. Men wouldn't either, I would think, without washing it off. She's not trying to wash it off. She's finding every camera she can, and she's showing them with the eyes. You go, look at what we're going through here. So I don't discount what you just said. I think there's a lot of theater happening. The problem is, Tracy, I'm a fact guy. You're a fact woman. I want to know what's really going on. I mean, they really are invading. We see from the satellite pictures there's... there are 40 miles of tanks rolling through the cities and the streets of Ukraine. Why are they doing it? What the hell are we looking at?
That's a great question. You know, Putin has told us why he says he's doing it. And you know, we've gotten dribs and drabs of the things that he said about, you know, the neo-Nazis in certain parts of the country and what's going on there. And now it's you know, the left... he's basically kind of swept up the cancel culture talking points, saying that we're trying to cancel Russia. I've been watching the story now since it started. I cannot firmly plant my feet in anything because I don't know what's true or not because of what you said. I have no idea. I have no idea what's true and what's false. I don't know who wants me to believe one thing and who wants me to believe something else. I know that everybody's just standing there saying, we support Ukraine, but they have no idea why.
Right.
They don't know why. Nobody knows why.
It's crazy. I hope that we find out why. I hope that somebody will tell us the truth about it, because it's very odd when everybody in the House of Representatives shows up and they're all flying the Ukraine flag, and I still don't really have a clue of what's happening there. It's Tracy Beans, UncoverDC.com. Go there. Follow her everywhere. TikTok, Truth Social, on Gab, everywhere. Get her at Tracy Beans. Tracy, I appreciate you. Let's do this again very soon.
We will. Thanks so much.
Back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. We gave you an extended visit with Tracy Beans, where we covered a lot of topics that a lot of you wanted us to cover. We made sure that we got everywhere. And by the way, Tracy's good enough to where I'll just change the topic and go there, and she's got something for me. So we'll have her back again very soon. Your thoughts on it, just stop by joepags.com. Scroll down, send me an email by clicking on contact, or stop by clicking on watch now. We've got another big hour of the show coming. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.